Ever wonder who came up with the earth tone styles of the 1970s, or vibrant purples and reds of the 80s? The colors of everything from cars to pillows create a reaction from society. And as 90.5 WESA's Katie Blackley reports, consumer product colors are carefully crafted by industry experts who are meeting in Pittsburgh this week.
On the ninth floor of the Hotel Monaco downtown, more than two dozen men and women are gathered around two large tables. In front of them are magazines and color swatches, and they're furiously turning pages, cutting out images, and conferring with one another.
Try to find ones that match off of there so that we can stick to the voice of color coding. And then we're trying to aim for 20 colors that represent each category.
These are the world's color styling experts, and they're meeting in Pittsburgh for the first time to brainstorm the next year's colors. Surrounding them are poster boards covered in adjectives, words that come to mind when they think about the next year. PPG Paint's Dee Schlatter has been in color marketing since 2004. She says color choice is based in fashion, marketing, psychology, and society. This year, she predicts will be one of the most interesting.
So much happened that nobody thought would happen, and it's going to turn everything on its head this year, you know?
Last year's color was violet verbena, a blend of gray, violet, and a little bit of blue. Schlatter says that pick was unanimous among experts, which was a first.
What we thought was going to happen, which we got wrong and a lot of people got wrong, was that it was going to be a blended society, that was our feeling. And so we went with a blended color for the color of the year.
Schlatter says the violet verbena represented a blend of genders, societies, and generations. But like so many forecasters, they were also thrown off by the year's events. Things like the unexpected presidential outcome, Brexit, and the Syrian refugee crisis. When it comes to unpredictability in the world and in color trends, she gives the example of what happened after September 11th, 2001.
The two colors that bubbled to the surface in fashion and home decor were soft pink and chocolate brown. Soft pink is a compassionate color, and chocolate brown is a grounding, hunkering down color. And it picks up a consumer sentiment around the world. And what people feel is what they react to.
This week, the experts will not only choose the color of the year, but a full palette of trendy hues. Their picks will be brushed on the walls of coffee shops, libraries, hotels, and chosen for cars and headphones. Schlatter says color choice defines user experience.
It really depends on who's using the space to identify what colors would best connect with them and make them either energized or feel safe or feel calm.
Along with the palette, the experts will compose what Schlatter called stories for each different trend.
It's not a full narrative like writing out a ton of paragraphs, but we pull all the adjectives and then we give each story its own kind of personality.
PPG Automotive color styling manager Jane Harrington says this year, one theme that's already come up is the idea of things taking time.
We're all so busy. We're bombarded with everything from our cell phones to what's on the computers, what's on the news. So what colors really create that are kind of softer colors, maybe more pastel or ceramic tones. So that gives me an idea of what we should create for the automotive market.
Harrington says the annual event is important for any consumer industry because the decisions made here will determine what colors surround us and the emotions they incite. At the meeting, they'll choose the color of the year, but they won't announce it until the summer. I'm Katie Blackley, 90.5 WESA News.
Ooh, yes.
That's nice.
There you go. Oh,
that's really
perfect.
Cool.
I like you.